Marcus.
Good
Marcus.
evening.
Good evening.
Good
Hello.
evening, Martha. I think you're going to be the only one tonight.
Oh, no. What is tonight? Today's Wednesday?
Today's Wednesday.
I lose track sometimes.
Me too. Now, Hannah said she probably wouldn't be on the call. She had something come up. And,
okay.
Let's give it a few more minutes and we'll see.
Okay.
But I can do
I'm
it just
mute.
With you because you always ask questions and make comments, so it's worthwhile.
It's up to you.
So if you'd like.
Whatever you choose.
No. If you feel up to it, I'll be happy to do it.
Sure. I mean, do you need some little rest? Do you need a break?
No, that's not the issue.
Okay.
It's usually when there's only one person, I don't like to do this any class, but this one specifically because, you know, sometimes the one person doesn't really interact with questions, but that's never an issue with you. You want to learn, so it's really nice to see and be around.
What I realized last night's lesson, I went back to the tree of life, the diagram, and I read.
Right.
What did I read? I read Kabbalah Secrets last night, and in that they had a lot of things about the temple. And you remember when I said that about the? I was thinking there was 50 entrances in the temple, the doorways, chambers. And what I read last night was that the doors, the gates, were 50 cubits high, and then times 10 gave you the 50. I mean, they actually did it mathematically and actually show the mathematical components of that.
Yeah,
that's
what he does. Yeah, that's his orientation, and it is interesting. If you're into numbers and you enjoy that, which both of us do, obviously. But a lot of people don't, so I don't normally bring his material into our studies, but it's always interesting. Sometimes
and when I
go ahead.
And I kind of thought that, you know, how the Shems or Yohei Vav Hei's throne covers, and I'm thinking that's, you know, it's just like a bridal gown. Well, that's Bina, that whole temple services.
Absolutely.
And all. That's Bina. That's lifting it up to that level. And then she meets up with Chokhma. And so it's just really beautiful when you read it into the spiritual level. And how important the temple was.
And how much we lose by not having it.
Exactly. Exactly. Wow.
It is amazing, I agree. Well, why don't we get started?
Okay.
Lishan Yehud Kut Shabarihu Ishkin Tevid Hilur Himud Hilud Hilur Himu Liakta Lishem Yudhe Bavate Biyehuda Shalim Bishem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La Sok Torah Mitzvah Vayehino Amadunai Elohinu Elena Masei Adenu Kunane Elena Masei Adenu Kunanehu. We're in section 5 of the Parasha Noach in the Zohar commentary called the Sulam by Rabbi Ashlag. We're at Pasuk 32. Amalea Rabbi Yosei Yihake HaKetiv Levatar V'yered Hashem Liriot Et Ha'ir V'et Amigdal Asher Benu B'nei ha'adam, b'nei ha'adam, k'tiv. V'la k'tiv b'nei noach, amar le'ya begim di adam. Chata kamei mareya, tav le'ya dila ivrei. V'la yiktov ha'le'ya, aikara. Rabbi Yosef said to him, if it is really so, we nevertheless see that in a later passage, it is written, Hashem came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of men had built. The verse clearly states the children of Adam, and not the children of Noah, even though they were descended from Noah. Rabbi Abba replied that because Adam sinned before his master, the verse invokes his name, and it would have been better for him had he not been created than to be mentioned in the Torah in such a manner. Questions, comments, thoughts?
I guess that last statement that that it's better that he should not be mentioned because some people would look at him as Adam sinned, but not what Adam had accomplished. He was the creator of Hashem. So that in itself is so important because he is an image of Hashem. But I guess we see it, and I guess I have also, we dwell on the sin part, you know, than him being created.
And the negative side of it. In section 6, you'll get a better or a more fuller perspective on that. But we did not come here to be good. We didn't come here to do the right thing. We came here to make mistakes so that we can learn not to make mistakes. But here it's telling us that Adam, it would be better if Adam was not created rather than be embarrassed by somebody commenting on his mistakes, as it's describing the Tower of Babel and what the children of Adam did at the Tower of Babel, even though they are actually after the Noah, so they're part of the children of Noah. And what we're learning from this verse is how it's important to tell the truth, but it is also just as important to not embarrass someone, to not defame someone. And that's really a spiritual law, and it's very difficult in our world. How do you not embarrass someone? How do you not defame someone and yet still tell the truth? And this verse is teaching you that there are, you know, maybe you mentioned that there are that somebody who's made a mistake, you don't refer to them as by their name, or you don't refer to them by their parents' names, but you actually connect them to Adam, who made the first major mistake.
Right.
We don't do that, but that's not necessarily means it's correct. It's,
mm-hmm.
it's something that we can learn. But of course, you know, you're going to be thought very strange if you do that, because people don't, if people venerate the truth, which is a good thing, but not if it embarrasses or denigrates somebody. Verse 33. Ela tachatze kiti ben hacham v'samach av kad beratev kol b'nei alma dachrin leya lavo letav v'kadihu bishkola dachrin leya lavo levish adam begin dechata v'avar al pekuda demareya kadatu inun demardu demarehon makitiv asher benu bene hadam beno hada adam kadma ademarad demareya v'avar Al-Pekudeya. Come and see. It is written, a wise son makes a glad father. When a son is good, then all the people will mention his father's name with praise. But if a son is bad, they will mention his father with reproach. Now, because Adam sinned and transgressed his master's command, when the tower builders came and rebelled against their master, what was written about them, that the children of Adam had built. These are the children of Adam, the first man who had rebelled against his master and transgressed his command. Questions, comments, thoughts?
So basically what we were speaking of prior, this is kind of explaining it as to why.
It's reinforcing it.
Right.
It's bringing this this verse from Proverbs. When a son is good, then people will mention his father's name with praise because he is a good reflection on the teachings from his father, even if his father didn't teach him. We assume that because he brought him into the world and because he's involved with him as a son, and that he learned from his father.
Mm-hmm.
And so we think of his father in a good way. But if he's you know a difficult person, then when we mention his father's name, we're going to think less of his father. And that's all
so
part of
that,
what I was expecting. Go ahead.
So with that said, the Tower of Babel, the people there that rebelled, they were saying they were sons of Adam's and he rebelled against his master. Were they talking about Hashem? Thinking
yes.
less of Hashem? Wow. Wow, that's...
No, not so much
is...
thinking less of Hashem, but thinking less of Adam.
Less of Adam, but not of his master.
Correct.
Okay.
We never think less of Hashem.
Well, I understand that, but I'm back. Mm-hmm.
But everyone is capable of becoming what is referred to as the Son of God. That's essentially where the people who teach about the man from Nazareth, that's the mistake they made. They're saying there's only one. But the truth is, everyone can become that level of consciousness referred to as B'nai Hashem, a son of God.
Right.
And so, but if someone hasn't reached that level, they're referred to as the son of their father, of their physical father. And if they're making a mistake, and you describe this is so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, they're, you know, if it's a mistake, people think less of the father. And so we don't want that to happen because it's somewhat embarrassing. So the way we avoid that is to say this is a person who's connected to Adam. And that implies that he made a mistake. But if you do that in the secular world, that nobody knows who you mean. Nobody knows what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Right. They'll say, he's not the son of Adam.
Right.
He's the son of such and such.
Exactly. So I'm just thinking about it now. I might say, well, this is so-and-so, the grandson of Adam, because very few people remember the grandfather's names.
Right.
That might be a way around it. I haven't really tried it, and I just thought of it as we were reading this verse. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we are such we have such negative thoughts in this Malkut world that's the first thing that pops in your mind, how the negative, not the goodness, because there's good in everyone, and people do good things, you know. They're not always doing evil. You just have to find that spark in them.
Well, you have to look for that spark, because the reaction is to think less of a person or try to be higher or better than the person. So if you bring him down by describing his mistakes, then you can feel better about yourself, and that's the human reaction. So you have to train yourself to look for the good in everyone. And that's like what the Mishle or proverb says about judging. Always strive to judge leniently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
verse,
you know, 34. If you could...
Well, go ahead.
You know, if you just step back, just even for a second, you know, and think about that practice, putting that in practice, it only takes a split second to say, hey, you know, but, you know, he's kind to animals, or he's, you know, he treats his mother with respect. There is always something of good in everyone. And it just takes that moment of thought.
Verse 34. Adam dinafak mi ganta diad eden vilae pik lon mitaman. That is why the verse states that these are the generations of Noah. these generations are considered to be the descendants and not the former ones. Those who came out of the ark and emerged from it are the generations. They are not the generations of Adam who came out of the Garden of Eden and did not beget there, and are therefore not destined to exist. Questions, comments, thoughts?
What does it mean, beget there? He came out of the garden, but not out of the ark.
They didn't have children when Adam came out of the Garden of Eden. He had Cain and Abel, and then they had children. And as they went through those 10 generations,
and they had Seth.
And they had Seth, but none of those souls are going to be resurrected. That's what it's saying. They're not destined to exist. None of those souls will be resurrected. They will be resurrected because they became part of the children of Noah. But part of the punishment, it's really a wrong word to say punishment, part of the effect of the sin of Adam is for 10 generations, those souls that were part of Adam went through living in this world, but because they didn't correct themselves, they were continually falling into lower and lower levels. And it was only as Noah and his children who came out of the ark, and by being in the ark, coming out of the ark became complete, that they have the opportunity to correct themselves. The world was not complete until Noah was born, until Noah went into the ark, actually.
Which he was the...
That's what the verse is saying.
Okay, so he was the 10th generation, was he the 11th generation? Or the new...
No, he was the 10th generation.
Okay, so he was the 10th generation, and the generations prior to them, with Adam and Cain and Abel, which Abel passed on at a very early age. So Cain...
Right.
Cain's generation never repented, so they kept falling into the different worlds, lower and lower worlds. So you're saying
right.
Cain's generation will not be resurrected.
No.
They won't be part of the new...
You have Adam, and Adam sins.
Okay.
But then Cain and Abel also sinned. Cain by mm-hmm. killing Abel, and Abel because he was flippant about doing spiritual work. So now you have
an ego.
Both of them had egos, yes. Seth,
okay.
We all have egos, but
yeah.
Seth had children, but the children that Seth had, Enosh was the third generation, he caused that generation sinned and went lower. Then Enosh had children, and they went lower. And up until Noah was born, everyone was, by not correcting, they went lower. Because they had the capability of correcting the world, but they didn't. And so they are considered incomplete. And they're considered less than. So those souls all were in the generation of the flood.
Right.
as we incarnated. And because as being in the generation of the flood, they were showing us how negative they were.
Okay.
The only souls that were became corrected were Noah and his children. I hope it's
okay.
Clear.
And yes, I'm just wondering. Tree comes from, is it from Seth's generation, from Seth's children?
Yeah. Well, Cain had children also.
Right.
Seth had children.
Right.
But Cain's children are, you know, are mentioned just briefly in those verses, and then most mm-hmm. of the generation comes from Seth.
Okay. Okay, I was
but
just trying to try.
But all of the souls associated with Cain, they reincarnate into the different generations. There are still soul sparks from Cain that haven't corrected themselves.
Wow. So Noah was complete, so he corrected sparks from Seth's children. He corrected some of those.
He corrected the sin of Adam, part of the sin of Adam, not all of it, but part of it.
Okay. And Adam's sin is still to this day not completely rectified.
Correct.
Okay.
And it won't become completely rectified until the Mashiach arrives.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean we shouldn't try. And we
oh,
have
absolutely.
Our part to do in it.
Right. We would just speed up the process in correcting our sparks. We speed
Correct.
Up the process.
Correct.
Wow. Okay.
You have a good evening.
So basically, okay, Hanok. Thank you.
Well, if you still have questions, I can still stay.
Yes. You said that generation will not be resurrected. In their
bodies from that.
And they will be resurrected in another body.
Correct.
Okay. You know, I always wondered about all the, you know, from Egypt and all the, I think they were called Hebrews at that point, right? No, they were called Israel. All the deaths in Egypt, all the sons of Jacob, you know, and some
yes.
and their children, they're all buried in grave sites along the way, and even in the wilderness, per se, you know.
But none of the actual children of Jacob were all of them were buried in Egypt.
Right. Yes, they were all in Egypt.
Except for Joseph,
except,
who was eventually
right.
buried in Israel.
Yeah, he's in Shechem, right?
Right, in Shem.
Shem. Okay, so they're buried outside of Israel, you know, basically, although I say that Canaan is basically all the territory of the promised land, per se. Wherever Jacob placed his foot or his sandals, or Abraham for that matter, is considered the boundaries, the territorial ground boundaries. Yeah.
That's correct.
Okay. Okay. Well, is it questions tonight?
Yes, at 9 o'clock your time.
Okay. All right.
You have a good evening.
Thank you for having the class. All right. Bye-bye.
Shalom.
Shalom.